The premise of the show is that five women, some fading movie stars and some up-and-comers, decide to go to London and do a show for the American troops. And so the premise is that we are watching these women do a USO type entertaining the troops musicale in London in 1944.
And what drew you to this play?
We had to vacate our building for the summer where we usually do our,
On the UW campus.
Yes. And so I said to myself, my goodness, after 66 consecutive years, it's not going to die on my watch. So we're going to do something. So Sean Sorensen, our technical director, had an idea of maybe approaching the city and doing something in the park. And it's all worked out, I think, really rather well. So we're going to use the band shell in Washington Park.
And a band shell in a park, Washington Park in Laramie, seems like such a great setting for this particular show, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Sort of Andrew's Sisters USO.
Absolutely. I saw the band shell. I saw this particular show. In fact, I was even looking through the original scenic elements, and I saw a little sketch of what it originally looked like off Broadway. And I went, that could fit right on the band shell. And it's sort of nostalgic, patriotic, a week before the 4th of July. So
And then
that'll be
what's
fun.
new after 66 years of this summer theater is that you're traveling with the show and you're going to have shows in Riverton, Rock Springs, Lander, and Dubois.
We had 4 days in between our 2 weekend sort of runs, and we said, let's pick up and take it out and let them see what we do here.
Now, your building on the UW campus is under construction, so you're out of there, you're in the band shell. You're taking it on the road. How does this change how you produce a show?
Well, it means from the very get-go, it's got to be designed to be set up and taken down within an hour and a half, 2 hours max, which means we have fabric and poles rather than solid walls. Props are smaller. Everything is designed to be folded up and put into a bus, a coach that we take along with us. If you were doing it in a theater, you'd maybe go all out and you could paint walls and everything, but everything kind of has to be able to fold up. And so a touring set is difficult and presents challenges, and you have to start from the very get-go. We have five actors in the show. We have five crew, and plus the designers, a costume director, a technical director, a choreographer, myself, the director. So there'll be about 22 of us on tour. Oh, I'm sorry, we have the band members as well. So we have a five-piece combo that's going along with us, and they're fantastic. This music is recognizable, Sentimental Journey, Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, and Andrew's Sisters medley. And
Sing, sing,
yeah,
sing. Oh,
and
yeah,
these,
all these classics,
and we
right,
got
from the
some
40s.
great University of Wyoming music students who are just fantastic on the horns, and it's going to sound really great.
It's a musical in the sense there's music in the show, but it's not a musical as in they break into song mid-dialogue.
Well, that's a great question. It's actually more like a musical review. For example, they come out unapologetically and say, "Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're here to entertain you," as if they're speaking to the troops. So now, welcome Lillian, who's going to sing for you, right? So it's more like a musical review that has a sort of thin plot of the connection between all five of these women. And I don't want to give away the big plot twist, but their show runs into some trouble.
So there's some sort of backstage
Yeah,
stuff you see.
yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. But the music is unapologetically, "Here, we're going to sing for you." Yeah.
And the audience plays the role of the troops.
Yeah.
Lee Selting is the director of Swingtime Canteen, the first ever touring show by the Snowy Range Summer Theater. He's also the chair of the theater and dance department at the University of Wyoming. Lee, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.